The Army Hearts of Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, I know it has been quite some time with this, but we are finally back going with the BBB fan stories. Yay! And today we have this wonderful guest with us, Leah. Welcome, Leah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And as I told her, and as I'm going to tell every single guest, thank you for your patience. Well, I guess we'll just dive into the questions. So our first question for you is, how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
In a very confusing way.
Oh, okay.
It was like, I think it was 2016, and I was in my room, and my sister essentially broke down the door and was like, you need to watch this music video. I was like, why? Who is in? She's like, I don't know, but the singer is hot, so watch it. So it was Andy's solo song, We Don't Have to Dance, and I watched it. I was like, oh, it's a good song. And then I completely forgot about it. And then like a month later, I was like, what was that song again? So I tried, all I could remember was Black. So I was just searching Black, and then Black Veil Brides came up. And I think the first song was Rebel Love Song, weirdly enough.
Nice. It's always funny how you gotta listen, this guy is hot.
Literally, that was all she cared about. She's like, I don't care about the song, just look at his face. I was like, yes, it is a nice face. And it's funny, she does not give a crap about like Black Veil, Andy Black, anything now. She just only wanted to show me that one video, and now I'm obsessed. And she's like, I may have caused something horrible.
No, you're like, thank you.
Yes.
That is completely okay. I was kind of in the same boat. I saw their Knives and Pens music video pop up on Facebook, clicked it. Wow, he's really, really cute.
Yeah.
I love that though.
I think that's how it happens for a lot of people, you know? You see something really pretty and you're like, I gotta see what that is.
Yes. And like everyone in rock music has like high voices. So hearing his voice, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, so deep.
This is different. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Okay, so then moving on to the second question, what is your favorite Black Veil Brides song?
Oh God. Honestly, the one I listen to the most is World of Sacrifice.
Whoa. Wait, you have to be the first fan who's ever said that, right, Nicole? We've never had a fan.
So, yeah.
It is literally my favorite part. The second verse, I replay it twice every time I listen to the song because I just love the kick drum part of it. I'm just obsessed over that song. So if I had to pick one, it's that one.
Wow. Go for the underdog songs, I say.
Yeah. I knew it was
going to be the underdog album.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't get a lot of people that say they like any songs from Black Veil Brides 4, so.
Oh, I love the self-titled record. Like, it's probably in my top three for them.
So then, I guess that leads into our next question. That would be your favorite album of theirs, right?
Okay.
Oh.
Does EPs count?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay, so. The Night is my favorite.
Okay.
The Vision. Yeah. Saints of the Blood. I can see why.
Yeah. The Night is definitely my favorite. I actually, the week it came out, I almost died from a dog attack. So it came out and that's like what I was watching and listening to when I was recovering. So I have a lot of ties to that.
I mean, I'm glad you are still here.
Yeah.
I know how terrifying a dog attack can be. My partner unfortunately got attacked by two pit bulls, so yeah.
Oh God. Yeah.
It was a while ago, but yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. It was a 100-pound American bulldog.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
All right, it was a long time ago, but yeah, like a week. Less than a week after that happened, The Night came out. It was like the first thing with Lonnie and everything.
Yeah.
And the band was actually happy. I was like, oh, yay.
I completely agree.
Well, it came out a perfect time for you.
Yeah.
And I do, like, unpopular opinion, but I do love Veil.
It's like a like, roller coaster of feelings.
Yeah, it was like the first like album cycle I experienced with the band because I joined the fandom at such a weird time. Like, it was already a while after like all the Andy Black stuff was happening and it'd been like a couple of years since they toured. So it was like my first tour experience with them and it was very weird. I was like, is it always like this?
I think the hardest part when you come into a fandom a little bit later on, it's like backtracking and trying to get updated on every single thing that happened.
Yeah.
I feel that's the hardest part for any kind of fandom. And then side note, are you wearing the Bleeders Never Take It
she
Off necklace?
She is!
I know! I was just looking at it, I'm like, what necklace
I
is that?
I have that! And then I have it!
It's pretty!
Yeah, I was between jobs when that came out, but I was like, I'm still buying it. It's fine.
It's gorgeous. You have
I
to.
love it.
I can't
Okay,
wait to
y'all make
learn.
me sad.
I almost bought it, but it was
Nicole,
I didn't
buy it.
want to.
Get it. Get it.
If it's still available? Yes.
Yes. It's
Because
still up there.
remember,
Get
okay,
it.
I was gonna get it for the Bleeders tour, but I didn't think it was gonna arrive in time.
Mine arrived the day I left.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get it.
I want to
Side
add
note.
another side question. So, since you love the night, if you had to pick between the Vengeance and Saints of the which song?
Oh,
You are
God.
brutal.
Hey, we get the truth here, okay?
I mean, oh, God, probably Saints of the Blood.
I like that
Yeah,
one too.
it was my favorite one when it came out.
Okay, so we're gonna ask all these little side notes today.
Yay.
Since you said Saints of the Blood, I just got to confirm, like, you hear the Knives and Pens riff
Yeah.
in Saints of the Blood, right? Thank you. It's
Yeah, no,
so
I hear.
cool.
Yeah,
It's weird,
I
like,
love
I don't
it.
know if that was like supposed to be a play on thing, if it was meant to happen, or if this is kind of how it happened, but I think
Maybe
it's
it
kind
was
of unique.
like reborn of Black Veil Brides since they had Lonnie now and stuff.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
why I'm like, it's so
And
cool.
wasn't Saints of the Blood, like the riffs at least, wasn't that like an old song that they had never just finished? Or was that the Vengeance?
That's a good question. I have to re-listen to both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they had said at one point that one or both of them were like old songs that they just didn't do anything with, and then they added vocals and stuff afterwards.
Oh my gosh. I mean, now I'm curious because I didn't know that. So I'm gonna have to go do research now.
Research. And also, dear BVB dad, Chris Biersack, if you are watching that, let us know in the comments.
Yes.
It will save me research. So moving on to our next question. It's actually my signature question that I have to ask you. So when it comes to the original Wii Stitch and the remastered Wii Stitch, which one is your favorite?
Restitch.
The restitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stitch.
Why? I want to
Okay, I'm a musician,
know
so
why. Wow.
I just like the production of the like remastered version a lot better. Like it's better in my ears. Like some of the original songs are kind of tough to listen to for me.
That's
Yeah,
valid.
that is valid.
I still love them. They still hold a special place in my heart, but like the remastered is just so amazing.
Well, and what's cool about the remastered is there are people who probably didn't like Black Veil Brides due to the We Stitch These Wounds album. And then they go back, and when they listen to the remastered, they go, oh man, that's what I like. So it is, if you think about it, if they released that remastered at the beginning, they probably maybe could have drew in more people. But it's cool to know that people who don't like the OG album do like them now because of the remastered.
But you know, the old one does have like it's very nostalgic in how like dirty and like not put together it is. So it's like nice in that way. It's like a little nostalgic,
Yeah.
but like that's why I love it. It's just like it's like
Same.
gritty and kind of messed up.
It's the grunge of it. It's
Yes.
very raw of them.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
What has been your favorite memory with Black Veil Brides? That can be VIP concerts or something during social media that happened.
I've been a fan for a while now, but I've actually never got to see him in concert yet.
I'm so
Yeah.
sorry.
My parents are religious, so it was a struggle just listening to them in the same house as them, let alone like, hey, can I go see him in concert?
Yeah.
So I almost got to see him on the Bleeders tour this year, but stuff came up and I had to move very quickly. So, and it was the day of the concert. So
Oh
I was crushed.
no. By any chance, did you get to see that was during the pandemic, the online shows?
I got to see those. I wasn't sure if those counted, but yeah, I got to see
Those
those.
count because it was pandemic years. I'm gonna say it
Exactly.
counts.
It's still a
Okay.
concert.
In that case, yeah. Okay. My favorite memory then in that case is the acoustic show, which I'm still searching for clips for online because I didn't get to record it and it's crushed me.
Oh,
I can't record anything.
yeah.
But yeah, my favorite memory of that was watching it and texting my best friend while watching it. And she was just blackout drunk and crying the whole time while watching it.
I
It's
do agree
so
with you.
iconic.
When it got to Vail, I'm just like, bawling because it's like
Cried.
just like the stories, the like behind the scenes from each one, I'm just like, damn, they were really separate apart from each other.
Yeah, and I like it, Lonnie's point of view, where he's just like, yeah, everyone could tell you guys were about to break up. I was like, thank you, Lonnie. Thank you for saying what we were all thinking.
I feel like I'm the only one that like did not allow myself to see the breakup.
I
mean, I was delusional. I was like fully like, they're fine, everything is fine. Meanwhile,
That's
they're
what
like
I was
barely even
doing.
acknowledging each other. I'm like, no, they're fine.
That's exactly what I was doing, living in the world of delusion.
I kind of was, but then I was preparing myself for if it was going to break up, I was fully prepared. Thank God they didn't. But I kind of put myself through those emotions just to get myself prepared in case they did break up.
Oh yeah, by the time Ghost of Ohio came around, I was just like, well, I guess I'll just be listening to Andy Black from now on.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so glad I didn't feel that way until, the news came out, and then I thought, oh, So this next question that we know it can be a big one. So we just ask that you take your time. There's no need to rush it. But how has Black Veil Brides impacted your life?
In every way. Genuinely, I don't think I'd be alive right now without Black Veil Brides, because I grew up in a religious home and I am queer, so like it was a very rough time and there was times I just didn't want to be alive anymore, and I would just put on a Black Veil Brides album, like, or watch, like, genuinely to this day, if I'm like going through a hard time, I put on one of Andy's interviews. Like, even though I've seen it probably 50 times, I will still watch it just to get through it. And like my best friend in the entire world, it's actually kind of funny, I found an Andy edit on TikTok and I was like, oh, I'm going to follow this creator. Her edits are good. And 3 years later, she's going to be flying into the country in April to be my maid of honor at my wedding. So it's like crazy. Yeah, like my best friend in the whole world, Abstamius on TikTok, follow her. She's amazing. And my fiance actually had never heard of Black Veil Brides until we got together. I was just like, okay, let me just make you a playlist real quick. And now she is just as obsessed as I am, which is great.
Love that.
That's such a sweet story, and I'm truly am happy that Black Veil Brides was there through your hard time, especially in a religious household. I can relate. My mom is very religious, so she thought I was joining a cult, and she did not like the Morning Star at all. She thought I was worshiping the devil.
Oh, yeah, no. Like when I asked my parents to, like, if I could get tickets to them like during the pandemic for like the live stream,
Yeah.
they were freaking out over the priest costumes.
Oh.
Was just like, it's not a big deal. Calm down.
I can see that. I can see that.
I'm so sorry. I can't lie. I can't relate to anything like that because thankfully, like my parents were very kind of loose. I kind of got to do, I didn't need to do everything I wanted, but like when it came to like music and all that, that's something they didn't take away from me. So when I hear stories like this, it breaks my heart because I feel like you guys aren't allowed to express yourself, especially at such a young age. That's hard to do.
Oh yeah, like when, like, and also I was an adult for most of this, so that kind of says how my family is.
Okay.
They're like, my
Wait,
mom
so they were
wouldn't let
trying to
me hang
control
the
you as an adult?
yeah.
Wow, that
Oh no.
bad. Oh gosh, I
Yeah, I
am
was a fully an adult, but because I lived there.
their house,
But yeah,
their
no.
rules.
Yep, 100%. But yeah, like that poster from like the restitch, my mom made me put it in the closet because she did not want to see it.
Damn, I
Yeah.
am so sorry. Like, oh my
It's
God.
funny now because I don't live with them.
Well, yeah, but even still, like when you listened, you found them out, you wanted their merch and their necklaces, their stars, like anything. I'm just like, it's hard because then, like, there are so many debates I had with my mom. Seriously, it was ridiculous.
Oh, that's why I'm happy about like Depop, so I can go back and buy old merch that I couldn't buy when I was a
Yes,
teenager. But I've spent
yours.
way too much money.
Nope. Well, I'm glad you're in a position now where you are able to, express yourself and you're able to actually showcase your merch and buy whatever you want at Black Veil Brides.
Oh yeah, it's great. My fiance said I can put up my Black Veil Brides shrine in the living room. I was like, I love you.
Aww. When?
Soon. We moved here like 3 weeks ago, so I haven't done it yet.
It's
Hey,
okay. You're
you're
slowly getting there. I see your stuff a little bit on your background and stuff. You got like the Andy doodles flash sheet from Never Take It Off. You'll get there. You'll have your BVB wall here soon.
Yeah.
Since you just told us you kind of grew up in a religious household, I'm assuming tattoos were out of the question then.
Yeah, still don't have any tattoos, but going to get some. I've already designed some tattoos, like, black veil related.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah, so going to be getting those soon. My fiance and I are actually going to get tattoos for Rebel Love Song, because that's kind of our song.
Aww.
Yeah,
what's
so
like
we're
the...
going to get tattoos for that.
What's the like concept drawing or design for it?
For that one, we haven't really decided. I think we're just going to get lyrics. I'm going to do one for Bleeders, and it's that one picture of Andy where he's like holding the roses and the like
Ooh,
blade like this.
That
But
one, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be a skeleton, and it's going to say "In Hell We End."
Ooh, that
I love
sounds
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
That's freaking dope.
I don't even think that is amazing. Yeah, I love that idea.
So, okay, we're kind of moving on to concerts now. And I know you haven't been to a Black Veil Brides concert, but you've seen the online acoustic one. But I know that it's not necessarily a Black Veil Brides concert. I know it's a Falling in Reverse one. Are you by chance going to attend that to see Black Veil Brides?
I haven't decided yet. I'm not huge on Falling in Reverse, so it's like, do I want to sit through an entire like headliner set of Falling in Reverse just to see Black Veil? So I'm like,
debating,
I haven't
still
decided yet. Yeah.
As far as I know, Black Veil Brides is playing before Falling in Reverse. Falling,
yeah.
Obviously, it's the after. I mean,
yeah.
I know a lot of members in the army are kind of like ups and downs about this new concert due to obviously. Reasons and stuff. I say go for it. Like, if you want to leave during Falling in Reverse, that's completely okay. If you're there to support Black Veil Brides, do it.
Yeah, we've talked about it, so probably, but I'll have to see.
Right. Okay.
If you don't go to that one, like, I'm assuming the next Black Veil Bride tour, definitely gonna attend that for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, probably multiple dates.
Yeah. Say, hey,
you gotta catch up.
Yes.
So Andy asked us this question, which I want to ask you now, because since you haven't been to a lot of concerts, has there ever been like a concert you saw photos and video footage that you wished you were there at that concert?
A lot. The London show where they did Lost It All with Lilith.
That was our answer.
I was so mad when that happened. I was like, why do I live in America?
And they're doing it again with Devil's Night in the Wembley venue.
All my craze.
Like, we have a mutual friend who got her passport, is going there and stuff. And I'm here like, Nicole and I both are in the same boat. Like, technically, we could afford it. Technically. But...
it will only break us.
Yeah, it would. When it comes to the early years of Black Veil Brides, like We Stitch These Wounds and Set the World on Fire and stuff, what has been your favorite war paint of a particular member?
Oh my god, probably my favorite is like Gretchen and Divine, like Andy's war paint, but the white.
Yes,
that's one of my favorites.
It's so simple, but yet it's like it's him. I don't know how else to describe it.
I think it is the simplicity of it. When I first saw the white line, I was addicted to doing that. I mean, I always did the black one, but as soon as I saw the white, always did it. Now it's hard because I wear white foundation, so you can't see it.
Maybe you should do like glow in the dark one, like that one.
Like a UV.
That's what I first thought when I saw it. When I first saw his Wretched Divine the Prophet look, I thought like, oh, is it glowing? Oh no, it's just a white line. But it looks like it glows in the dark.
Yeah, because it is really vibrant.
Right?
It is.
So I'm wondering if you maybe...
how pasty Andy is. It's kind of impressive that the white stands out.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's kind of a similar question, but besides the war paint now, moving into the eras, like if you could just live in one era of Black Veil Brides for the rest of your life, what era would that be?
Oh, God.
I know. Tough one.
That's hard.
We have the Bleeders Now era, so that's just another one to add.
Honestly, it's probably a tie between the Phantom Tomorrow and just the current era, because it just, like, everyone seems so happy to be, like, on stage making music, everything. I was like, oh, this seems nice. So probably this one.
The Bleeders.
Yeah. And I just love the aesthetic of it all.
I don't blame you. I really don't. Like, they went full out with the Bleeders era with the whole Sweeney Todd and everything, even their outfits and everything. I'm like, just guys.
The first picture we got of them on stage with the, like, cut necks, like, when Chevy had posted on her story, I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's really cool and stuff that they decided to do that. Overall, how has been your experience with the BBB Army?
I mean, overall positive. Obviously, there's, like, some, like, certain sectors of the fandom that's not great. But honestly, I feel like over the years, that part has just shrunk more and more. And overall, it's been great. Like, again, my best friend, I got out of this fandom. Like, everyone has been, like, so positive and kind. Like, I've always enjoyed this fandom because it just feels very comfortable.
And that's really awesome that one of your closest friends, your best friend, is out of the country and that you're going to see them here soon in April for your wedding. So that's really cool.
Yeah, she lives in Sweden and she was just like, tell me the date, I will fly in.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Sweden. That's a wave.
Yeah.
That is gonna be a flight.
And that's one cool thing about the Army, which I feel like sometimes it's bittersweet because we have these amazing online connections and stuff with friends, but then it's sadly like we're spread out.
I know, like me and Ruth.
Yeah, and like I have friends in the Germany and stuff, and I'm just like, why so spread out?
I know. I have one friend who lives in the same area as me who likes Black Belt, and that's it.
I have none. The closest is Nicole.
I was going to say, all of my friends that I've made in the BBB Army either live out of the country or live in every other state but my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because I can't seem to find someone in my own state. Like, obviously, going to BBB shows in Colorado, I meet great people. They're excited that we're all at the show together and they want to hang out, but we don't talk afterwards. There's no connection afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is weird.
Same here. I mean, I do have some concert buddies in Seattle, but even that is like a 5-hour drive where I live. So I'm just like, technically stayed, but still far away.
So our last question for you is actually if you have any questions for Ruth and I, and they do not have to be Black Veil Brides related whatsoever.
Okay. I guess it's just, how did you guys like meet and just decide, hey, we're going to do a Black Veil podcast? Like, how?
Would you like to answer? I feel like I answer this one a lot.
That's because you're so good at answering it, though. Okay, so we do get this question quite often. But realistically, what it comes down to is Chris Biersack. Because Ruth was actually... Ruth, before this even became a thing, she has her own YouTube channel. And she actually had the idea of where she was going to interview a bunch of Black Veil Brides fans to hear their Black Veil Brides story. Chris ended up reaching out to me on Twitter saying, hey, like, I think you should definitely contact her and be a part of this. It'd be really cool. And so I thought, okay, I did contact her. And we set the whole thing up. She interviewed me and we vibed a lot, and Chris saw that, and Chris kind of approached her saying how, you know, he wanted to do the whole podcast thing, but as he has stated, no one wants to listen to an old man ramble about Black Veil Brides, which is a lie, sir. That's a damn lie. But so he had the idea of Ruth and I coming together and doing it just because of how well we connected when she interviewed me. So, it's kind of amazing. I do thank Chris because I feel like I was in such a dark time and meeting Ruth has like really helped me like out of my depression. So I don't know. I think it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And I followed Nicole for years and stuff. I've liked every photo since like high school and college. Like I always admired her. And so when she messaged me, I started freaking out because I'm like, no, she's so cool. She wants to speak to me. I was like fangirling over her. I know it's really silly, but like I've been following her for so long and liking all of her pictures and stuff. I was like, hi, I'm just a fan of you.
I mean, I followed you on YouTube for like 7 years.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh,
My chat is somewhat still alive. It's mostly focused on this show, but like I sometimes post. Well, thank you. Oh my God, the cringe. I honestly was looking through my YouTube channel. I'm like, wow, I've done a lot of videos. Some are cringe. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
no, Nicole, some are my early ones. Ooh, high school ones.
okay. I think when it comes to high school stuff, we all look back and we're like, why?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for subscribing.
Course.
All right, BBB Army, we are officially into the fan shout out, and today's fan shout out is actually going to Mishera. I am so sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, by the way. But for anyone that wants to go ahead and give her a follow on Instagram, she is at Fangs611. The fan shout out goes to you today. So little fun story. I have known Mishera for quite a few years, actually. We never really talk too much because she was honestly friends with my sister, but it's funny knowing her, going over to friends' houses and seeing her there, parties and seeing her there. Never knew she was a Black Veil Bride fan. She never, like, I never saw her wear a shirt, never saw a necklace. I always wore like the necklaces and shirts, but she never approached me like in it saying, hey, I like Black Veil Brides too. Until the Bleeders tour, she came up to Ruth and I and she was telling us how much, you know, she loved the podcast and everything. And she was even asking us, are you guys going to interview one of the members today for the podcast? And we were like, no.
I wish.
But right, we did. That would have been awesome. But no, it was really cool because she came up to us, and to know someone that I have known for quite some time, never knowing they were a Black Veil Bride fan, I just think it's so cool. So Mishera, the fan shout out goes to you. She has been talking to me on Instagram a lot, and she even sent me a bunch of photos, which I will share here, of her first meeting Black Veil Bride. She is an OG fan, you guys. She's been there since the beginning, like way before We Stitched Wounds came out. It's crazy. She was meeting Black Veil Brides in bars, you guys, when they were playing in like these small little, not even venues. So that's why the fan shout out goes to you. Thank you so much, Mishera, for supporting us on our podcast and on our pages. And just thank you for being a loyal and dedicated Black Veil Brides fan.
All right, BBB Army, that comes to the end of this episode. We deeply appreciate all of you tuning in. Leah, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your BBB fan story. We deeply appreciate it. Where can fans find you on the social media platforms?
You can follow me at... what is it, Malefic Love? Is that on TikTok? Yeah, Malefic Love. I had to ask my fiance because I don't know the name of it. I never post on there, but you can follow.
Fair. So if you do want to give her a follow, all of her social media links will be down in the description below. So please go give her a follow. Again, thank you so much for your patience. We deeply appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Baby Army, we are super glad that we're able to do this. And I know tons of you guys have been asking and have been wondering, when are the forms going to be open again for BB fansters? All I can say is keep an eye out in August.
They're coming.
It's coming. Anyways, please subscribe to our channel. We can find our podcast and any podcast streaming and stuff. We can follow our TikTok account where we post clips, our Twitter/X account, whatever it's called now, and Instagram too. So please go give us a follow. And with that, BBB Army, we will see you guys next week. So bye.
Bye.